Hey, it's the Good Advice Podcast, and you're tuning in to the best resource to learn how to grow and scale your business. We talk a lot of practical knowledge here, none of the fluff. So you've been thinking about the next steps for your business, you're going to be in good company today. My name is Blake Benz. I'm the host of the podcast. We're quite a few episodes deep on this show. And today we're talking about a topic that I think people can either struggle with in terms of they don't do it enough, and then other people do it way too much. We're talking about you talking about your wins on social media. The big question being, should you talk about your wins or should you go the more humble road? We're going to be talking about all that and more on the show today. Stay tuned. Before we dive in, we do have a word from one of the amazing businesses that sponsor the podcast. Hey, have you ever thought about sponsoring your business on the show? You can always reach out blake@goodadvicecoaching.com to find out more. Or you can check out our Patreon and support the podcast for as little as the price of a cup of coffee. $5 to the show on our Patreon at patreon.com/goodadvice. We'll be right back soon. Talk soon. There's one single piece of advice that I give to business owners who are ready to scale their business drastically. And that's knowing exactly what you need to hand off so that you can continue focusing on what you're an expert in. It amazes me when I talk to business owners who are doing their own bookkeeping and tax prep, and worse, that they're going through all this paperwork at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even midnight, slaving away trying to make sense of all of the numbers for their business. Business owners who are making it happen have already figured out that you can't do it all yourself. That's why I recommend Steve Lay with Equity Business Solutions. Not only is he an expert in bookkeeping and tax prep, but what I love about Steve is that he'll sit down with you and help you make sense of the value of your business beyond just reading a spreadsheet. You'll be able to make better decisions, and more importantly, you're going to save yourself the crucial time you would have spent going through QuickBooks or an Excel spreadsheet or whatever it is that keeps us up late at night. So save yourself some time and some money by giving Steve Lay a call at Equity Business Solutions, and he'll show you the value beyond your numbers. Go to equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com to find out more. So if you followed me long term, you know that I am extremely opinionated about certain styles of posts on social media. I'm not talking about political content. I'm not talking about, I can't even think of examples. But getting to the point, you know, I really dislike the sleazy digital marketing schlubs who post on social media about their 0 to 1 million journey that happened overnight. I think now I am so like rage scrolling on this kind of content that I've trained the algorithms to just keep feeding me more of it, funny enough. But like I said, if you follow the podcast long term, you know that I have honestly told the truth about, hey, it takes longer than you think. Running a business costs more than you realize it will. And it just ain't easy. You know, it's not easy to run a business. But you might find yourself in that moment where you get that first big win. I'm not talking about necessarily your first sale. But you get to a point where you're like, you know, it's that moment in business where you're like, wow, this is something. And for some of you, it was why you transitioned from a side hustle to a full-time gig, because you had the side hustle, you made that big sale, or you had that big month, or you had that huge development. And you thought to yourself, okay, could I do this full time? So regardless of whatever the context of what happened with you, I inevitably come across business owners who really struggle with this question of, should I be talking about my wins? Now, this is a problem that I've had in the sense of it's something that I've struggled with. It's something that I've honestly gone back and forth on. I think I have a pretty healthy view on it today, and I'm going to try to give you as good of an insight as to when you make that big sale, when you have that big month, when things are going really well, how do you maximize that for the future of your business? And I'll give you some examples of this as we get further into the conversation. So me personally, digging back into the way I've always approached my professional career, I'm a pretty low-key guy. I'm not the kind of person who really seeks out the spotlight. A bit ironic, I guess, because I have a podcast, right, where I just, you know, blab about whatever I think about, I guess. But it's just not my personality. And again, the disclaimer being, this has been my journey. It may not be your journey. And my advice on this topic is based around what I've been through, and it may be different for you. But I very much had the motto of to be extremely humble when I can, to be grateful for the business that I'm able to earn, and to keep my head down and keep going. Well, here's what I figured out maybe around year three in my business, maybe year four. I began to discover that people really didn't know. Like, I remember I was, this was maybe like deep into year four even. I was having lunch with someone, and this guy I was having lunch with, he asked about good advice, and I said, yeah, it's going good, man. And he was like, oh, really? He's like, you're still doing that? Which, if you've heard me talk about Garrett Peters with Duncan and Stone, they've advertised on the show. They're an amazing e-commerce brand. They have some really incredible products, by the way. You should go check out duncanandstone.com. But Garrett tells the story of like friends and relatives. I mean, we're talking a six-figure brand who he'll run into or has run into in the past. We're like, you still doing that paper thing? And he's like, yeah, we're still doing it. It's a real thing. But so this isn't uncommon for someone to be like unaware of what you're doing, what you're spending your time on. And for me, I never really take it personal. Sometimes I can tell people make an honest effort. It's like the person who they're like, yeah, you do the podcast thing, right? Or actually, I was having breakfast with someone the other day, and they go, yeah, you have the podcast, right? And I go, yeah. And he goes, so what do you like? What else do you do? Like, is there anything else you do? Which it'd be pretty awesome if all I had to do every day was just, you know, record a podcast, right? Maybe one day. And this, again, this isn't anything to get bent out of shape over. It is typically true that people know you by what you either do for them or the work that you do, how closely related it is to their interactions with you. So if people know me about the podcast, they're not going to know other elements of my business. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a branding issue there. It's just human nature. I remember I went at the consulting firm that I worked for previously, pretty decent consulting firm. One of the things that my old CEO would say was basically this: hey, our customers are going to know us by what we do for them. And it's our job to educate them on the other things that we have available as resources. So if we were doing like Berkman, which is a team personality assessment, it's like a personality test for managers, for leaders. If we did that for them, their perception about us would be, oh, that's the personality test company. They may not know that that business can also do strategic plans, right? This is true in all of our businesses, that people often know us by what we do for them, for better or worse, right? But so I found myself around year three, year four, getting in conversations with people where it's interesting. My perception was that by now everyone would know me. My brand would be, I guess, just known. You know, it would just be a thing that people would just know who I was and what I did. I said I'm a pretty humble guy. This sounds pretty egocentric now that I'm talking about it, honestly. But I just thought, you know, I've been doing this a while. I kind of thought, yeah, people know what I do, right? People know what I'm about, right? And the simple truth is that wasn't the case. I had people who I was running into who they just, even people I'd known for a long time who I could just tell they still It's like the Friends joke, by the way. You know what I'm talking about? The episode where they're talking about what does Chandler do? They're talking about what does Chandler do? And they're like, yeah, he's a... And then they kind of like, you know, they kind of trail off. They're like, what does he do? And everyone knows they're best friends with Chandler, and yet no one knows what his job is. That was basically me with Good Advice. So I got to a point where I was like, man, this whole brand thing is moving a lot slower. You know, I haven't become the next Nike yet. I kind of thought I'd be a household name by now. You know, I'm joking a little bit, guys. So don't take me too seriously, but I did think there'd be more momentum there. Well, around year four, I really started getting out of my comfort zone in terms of talking about successes I had had, wins I had had. You know, it's kind of just wired into me to just, maybe it's my Christian background of what's the Bible verse about, you know, don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. And, you know, when you pray, you don't do it out in front of everybody. You go into your room and do it in a quiet place, basically, paraphrasing this. And so it's kind of just built into me, is just like, you know, you kind of just keep on keeping on. Again, I said earlier that this may not be true for everyone. I know Steve Lay is probably listening to this podcast episode, and you got to know Steve Lay runs an amazing bookkeeping business, among other things, payroll and tax prep here in Northwest Arkansas. This guy is the epitome of humility. This guy's the epitome of, I'm just going to keep doing good work and my business is going to grow. So he and I, we probably, I joke, he's probably listening to this podcast. We probably don't see fully eye to eye on this, and that's okay. That's fine. But Steve also does way better business than I do and is a much smarter business owner than I am. So I needed a little bit of help along the way, you know? But here's what I learned. I had to really get outside my comfort zone because I found myself at a point in my business where people just didn't, either they didn't know what I was doing or they didn't believe that I actually had customers. And that saying that actually makes it sound a little bit too, like, it makes it sound like people were like, you know, you don't have any, it was never like that. But just like in conversations with people, you know, the whole like, you still doing that thing? And oh, so you do have customers? And like, well, yeah, I have customers. Like, why? What do you mean? So this conversation came to a head around, maybe it was early 2023. I can't remember the exact date, but I closed a contract that was worth a little bit over $20,000. It's one of the best contracts I'd ever closed. I was really excited about it, but I didn't know if I should say anything about it. And I was talking to a friend of mine, we were having coffee, and I was like, I just don't know. Like, I don't want to be one of those sleazy marketers, you know, because a lot of times here's my pain point with this whole conversation is so often the wins when they're shared, it's disingenuous. It's a disingenuous share. Someone shares it because they're really trying to get you to buy. So one post that I saw today, literally right before I recorded this episode, the person I was looking at on that, it popped up on my feed, the post, and this is my point about the algorithm, just like it's so jaded at this point, like I can't get away from it now. But the post that was up on my dashboard when I, right before I hit this recording this episode, was the person was basically saying, you know, literally 5 years ago, I had 2 pennies in my bank account. As of today, I'm worth $126 million or something to that effect. Now, I know that's not the whole story. And I also know this is someone, what they're posting is not a genuine win. I mean, it is a win for them. But for them, having seen some of their other content, this is a very much sales heavy campaign to get more people to buy their program. So it's not a fully genuine thing. So I was in this situation where I was like, man, this is a huge win for my business. And I feel like I do good work. I feel like that I'm honest in what I say I can do. And more importantly, I feel like my work is meaningful in helping business owners achieve more things. So I thought to myself, man, should I talk about this win? Would this be a good move for my business? And my tendency was to be like, no, I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to keep quiet and keep going. Well, a friend of mine who I was sitting down with, she was like, you know, I think maybe you should say something. Maybe there's a way to say it in a way that you feel good about. And I took that advice and I posted about it. I said, yeah, and in hindsight, it was a little goofy. I had this Great Gatsby, Leonardo DiCaprio image that I pulled for it, like kind of like a toasting glass. And I think I would have done it differently. I think it was a little cheesy in hindsight. But it was like, yeah, hey, I made this big win. This was an important win for my business. And even though it was cheesy and a little clunky and a little awkward the way I went about it, since that time, that was a real turning point for my business where I have since then become much more comfortable talking about my wins. One thing that I post a lot about is the podcast, 400 episodes on the podcast. We talk about podcast advertising and sponsorships and deals through the podcast and how that number is over $30,000 over the last year. These are things that are important numbers for good advice. So at the end of the day, should you be talking more about your wins? I think for most of you, the answer is probably yes. The reason why, and this is something that's been kind of revolutionary for me over the last year, is understanding that no one is coming to save your business. Let me say this again. No one is coming to save your business. Not even good advice. I think I'm good, but I'm not coming to save your business. I got my own business, right? That my hands are full with. No one's coming to save your business. It's up to you to take ownership and dictate the future path of your business. So where people get this wrong is they lie, they make up stories. They say things like, yeah, we closed $1 million last month. You didn't. You know, I think about a person I followed on social media who had posted for months about all the wins they had gotten. And then we sat down together and we started looking at their revenue numbers. This person had not made a sale in 9 months. And I thought, why did you say all these things? And actually, I've been in conversations in the past where I was talking with someone, it was someone who's going to become a client of mine, and they were telling me about how amazing their business was, how things were going so well. And then when we actually got in and looked at the numbers, I mean, it was a train wreck. It was bad. Like, this business was on the brink of collapse. And the pain point there was, it was like, man, if you had just been upfront and honest from the get-go, it would have saved us. It would have changed how we approached this problem. It would have saved us the pain of having to now back up and do things differently. And this is tough. This is a hard conversation because I'm not saying you should necessarily like air out every struggle in your business, because I think that's going to lose you customers. Like, I've had a really challenging week, a really hard week, but I'm not on social media posting, hey, it was a hard day today. Hey, this was a hard week. The reason I'm not is because ultimately it's not about me. You know, it's about my customers. It's about people I can help, you know, what have you. But also, there's been times in my business where I remember I lost a customer. I lost a customer last month, actually. And it wasn't anything that I had done. It wasn't anything that they had done. It just kind of was that time. You know, this was a company out of New York. And they kind of gotten to the point where they're like, hey, I think we're going to hire some some internal people for this going forward. And I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Well, I'm not getting on social media then and being like, man, lost this customer. So bummed about it. Now, was I bummed about it? Yeah, I was a little bummed in the sense of like the revenue to my bottom line. Am I bummed about it because this now like dictates my perception about my business and, you know, am I making a difference? No, I'm not thinking any of that stuff. I mean, it's just, excuse me, customer attrition, it just happens, right? Which by the way, that's not an excuse not to seek feedback and figure out what's going on. But I'm not going to post about it. I'm not going to post about it because people don't always know the context. They don't fully appreciate the journey of entrepreneurship. And therefore, they can wrongly assume some things about you or your brand or your business. It's just human nature. So at the end of the day, when you think about it, and understanding that people aren't coming to save your business, it is on you to guide perception about your brand and to do that in an honest way. I'll be real honest. I see people who, and I mentioned this a second ago, they are flat out lying about their brands. They're lying about their businesses. They're lying about how things are going. You should think about, what do I say about my business? What are the wins that I'm experiencing? And where are the opportunities that I can talk about those things? And the thing is that I think sometimes social media convinces us that the win has to be massive to be worth it. And that's not the case. I posted about bringing in $30,000 in revenue on the podcast for something that started as like a random, I have nothing better to do, and I guess I'll do a podcast. That's pretty good. For a tiny little podcast, that's pretty good. Now, does it compare? Does it compare to Joe Rogan, who's bringing in $47 million per episode? I don't know how much he's bringing in per episode, but you see what I'm saying? Like, is it a drop in the bucket compared to some of these other names? I saw somebody who posted about they had closed like a $72,000 deal from their podcast. I'm going to let you guys know, I have never closed a $72,000 deal on my show. I think maybe through a podcast episode, maybe the highest I've closed directly through the podcast would be maybe around $5,000. So comparatively, yeah, I'm pretty small time. But what we've done often in this conversation is we've convinced ourselves that if it's not a big win, it's not a win. And you have to understand that the success of your business is deeply built on a series of consistent motion and momentum and small wins and forward progress. And you get knocked 3 steps back, but you still are willing to take 5 steps forward. Like, that is the success of your business. That is what drives your business forward. So you don't have to lie and say you made 20 steps when you made 2. The fact you made 1 is a win. I think about a guy who, there was a guy I was talking to who runs a solar panel business. And he was sharing a win on at our growth group on Tuesday mornings. And he said, yeah, I had a customer out of Little Rock who I gave a bid to last year and didn't close them. Well, they came back this year because they knew, you know, working with us was the right move. And so now we're talking about putting solar panels on. I mean, that is a win. I mean, the post writes itself, you know, hey, we're so focused on doing great work that we had a customer from last year who got burned by someone else, who came back to us to hire us to do it the right way because they knew what we stood for. There's the post. You know, there's no need to qualify it with, you know, and this, you know, we're doing 7 figures a day or, you know, it's like, just keep it factual, keep it true, but let people know this is a win we had. And this is still like a bit of an awkward conversation for me to have, I think, because I do think businesses can be successful without talking about their wins. For me, it's just always been about, I want people to know the good work that Good Advice is doing. And frankly, I just want people to know that we're making a difference. We're making an impact. You know, it's not a side hustle. It's not a hobby. So when I post about the podcast, I put a lot of freaking work into this podcast. Seriously. I've put a lot of work into this podcast. Everything I know about podcasting, I taught myself. Literally, I taught myself everything that I know about podcasting. I have $2,000 worth of equipment. I think actually it's more than that. I think I have around $3,000 of equipment now. I have $3,000 worth of equipment when it comes to podcasting. In terms of software, it goes even higher. So this is stuff that I've, you know, it's just funny to me. I mean, 400 episodes deep plus, more than that, advertisers, money on the side through it, brand value where people have bought from me because they see that this is a guy who he's in it, he's doing it, he's making it happen, and not just some random, you know, random guy who likes business. I've worked hard for all this stuff. And despite working hard for it, I think I have a pretty decent podcast. I can maybe in 5 years, I can maybe name five, maybe six times that someone on their own accord has made a post, has shouted from the rooftops, you have to listen to Blake's podcast. It's a great podcast. Now, do these things happen like off the grid? Yes. And this isn't me like bitter old man, right? Who's I'm not mad. I'm explaining like in terms of like brand transparency and what it actually looks like. I think the reason we don't celebrate our wins is we assume other people will take up for us. They'll see the good work we're doing, and then they're going to shout from the rooftops to say, hey, look at this amazing business. Look at this amazing brand. And all I can tell you is that it just is not human nature. People are focused on one person, themselves. That is in our DNA. We are inherently selfish. It's part of who we are. Now, I think there's real magic when people work against that DNA, where they point out someone else. Kelly Robbins with United Bank is a great example of this. A lot of her content is celebrating other people. So it is truly special when someone works against their DNA, they work against how they're wired, and they point out and celebrate other people. This is a personal mantra of mine. I've always loved the motto, hold the ladder for other people to climb up. But understand that people do not operate naturally thinking about who can I celebrate today. They don't. And again, in 5 years of Good Advice, in 5 years of podcasting, I can think of maybe a handful of times that people have promoted me openly and widely, publicly, in front of many others to say, Blake is doing great work. You got to check this out. I'm not saying this out of bitterness. I'm explaining that it is just not normal for people to do that for you. And so because of that, if someone's going to do that for you once a quarter, once every 6 months, once a year, ask yourself this question. Is that enough to build momentum for your business? Is someone celebrating you enough when they do it once every 6 months? Is that enough and compelling enough to drive revenue for your business? The answer is probably no. It's probably deeply slower than what you want for your business. So what that means then is you have to take up for yourself. I'm not saying being braggadocious. I'm not saying to lie. You know, you caught a 10-pound fish. You did not catch, you know, the 30-pound massive one. So being honest, but recognizing the value of celebrating your wins. And what you'll find is that people will actually clamor to celebrate with you. My best, like just from like a social media perspective, my best posts over the last several months have all been celebration posts. We just posted this, you know, episode number 400. Hey, we just had this person on the podcast. Hey, I just made this sale. Like those have all been my biggest posts because people, I mean, it's wild. People love to celebrate you, but they can't if they don't know about it. Now, having said all that, if you hear all this and you're like, you know what? I think I'm just gonna let my work speak for myself. I don't want to be that person. I think that's fine. This has just been my journey. And what I'll tell you is it's made a huge difference. It's made a difference to be more open, honest, and straightforward with the good work that we're doing at Good Advice. Hey, I'd love to hear what you think about this episode. And if you agree with it, if you don't, and I usually have to say if you don't agree with it, because if people don't, that's like typically the only feedback I get is, well, that's not totally true. Actually, I do get people who they're like, hey, I love that episode. But people who like I don't usually talk to, it's usually like they don't like the episode, which is fine. But if you want to give me some feedback on what your process is, what do you think about celebrating wins? You can always reach out to me, email me, blake@goodadvicecoaching.com. Don't forget, by the way, if you've ever thought about advertising on the show, you can reach out again, blake@goodadvicecoaching.com, or you can support a podcast on the Patreon, patreon.com/goodadvice. All that to say, I am so appreciative of those of you who support the podcast long term. It keeps the show going. I really appreciate it. And it's a pleasure to serve you all who are listening to the show. That's today's good advice. We'll catch you later. See ya.